following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, June 18th through Thursday, June 24th, 2021. June 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, to surrender your will to me means you accept all things as my permitting will for you. Crosses are permitted in everyone's life as a means of saving souls, just as the cross was such a part of my beloved son's life. The soul cannot choose which cross he wants or will cooperate with. This in itself is part of the beneficial sacrifice which I use towards the salvation of souls. Acceptance of the cross balances the scale of good and evil. This sweet acceptance is an instrument in my hands to offer unearned graces to souls farthest from me. I cherish the self-effacing souls that accept the most difficult of situations without a complaining spirit. These are the ones most at peace amidst any problem life presents. The hand of my love is always upon the suffering soul who accepts my will. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, you can always find my will for you in every situation. My commandments are my will. These commandments apply to every moment-to-moment situation. My commandments are given to mankind out of a moment-to-moment love, a genuine love, longing to share heaven with each soul. It is the soul's reciprocating love which holds him close to me through obedience to my commandments. I rule with love. It is my will that souls respond to my love with a decisive yes to all of my commandments. The soul must live out his life in the truth of my will, my commandments. This is the only path to peace in each soul and in the world. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 20th, 2021, Father's Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your salvation lies in every present moment and the choices you make therein. I desire that you love me as a loving father. Do not fear me. Fear my justice, which I unwillingly impart when you disregard my commandments. I am the loving father some of you never had in the world. I give to you the path of salvation, which is the way to eternal joy. Love me enough to follow the path I lay before you. Give to me your sins with a repentant heart. I stand ready to forgive. Understand that war is the consequence of sin. Man's indifference to my commandments can result in universal punishment. Do not fear me. Do fear my inevitable justice, which follows sin always. Appeal to my love by respecting one another through obedience to my commandments. I watch and witness your choices as any father watches his children." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 12 through 13. "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, all your acts of charity and love mean nothing to me if they are not based upon obedience to my commandments. Your whole life can and should be a sign to others of your love of my commandments through your free will acceptance of my dominion over you. If you love me, you will keep my commandments out of love for me." So many are celebrated in the world for great achievements, be it in the entertainment field, the world of sports, or whatever field of choice they excel in. This all is of no account to me in their judgment if they do not base their lives on obedience to my commandments. True obedience is based upon love. All authority must be based upon love of me and love of my commandments, not on power and control. When authority is founded on holy love, it is based upon righteousness and so dictates holy obedience. Every field of endeavor these days has in its ranks the false righteousness of personal power and control. I do not hold souls accountable to this type of authority. This highlights the need for discernment. Pray for this. I will come to your aid. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. "Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 22nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, fill your hearts with a longing to be close to me. This is a holy ambition, which encourages the best prayer. Do not be consigned to the hasty prayer that does little to edify your soul before me. The most worthy of prayers arise from a heart that places me first and all else secondary. I await every fervent prayer and return such a prayer effort to earth with many graces. I alone know the best way to reward fervent prayer and what change needs to come about in the human heart and in the world around each petition. The most needy soul is the one who used to know me, but drifted far from me. Today, I encourage my army of prayer warriors around the world to be united in one prayer, the prayer for conversion of the heart of the world. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Be a friend to peace of heart. Whatever disturbs your peace is a sign to you that Satan has found a port of entry into your heart. He chooses your weakest point in your own personal holiness. Sometimes it is personal relationships, love of worldly goods, attachment to people or things. But always he enters showing you just where you need to shore up your fort of personal holiness. These attacks by Satan are ways you can see where you need to strengthen in holiness. In this way, Satan is actually helping you to see where you can improve in your relationship with me. It is up to each individual soul to use introspection. Very often, Satan uses pride, even self-righteousness, to enter the heart. If you use prayers as your fortress and shield, Satan will have less of an opportunity to disguise himself as some good. Then he cannot distort the truth. He lies to bring discord into your midst. The gift of prayer uncovers the truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 24th, 2021. The Solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As your loving Father, I desire your better understanding of the laws I have given to you as a roadmap to heaven. These 10 commandments are embodied in holy love, to love me above all else, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Just knowing or reading these commandments is not enough. You must internalize them and all they dictate in their simplicity. The first 3 commandments dictate love of me above all else. The commandments 4 through 10 tell the soul how he must love his neighbor as himself. It is my desire to dissect these laws for you so that you can understand how they affect your everyday life. In this way, you will be more able to live according to my commandments and earn your place in heaven. Let us begin with the first commandment today, remembering always that holy love is the embodiment of all the commandments. The first commandment dictates that you must recognize me as Lord of all creation and have no other false gods before me. This must raise the question of what is a false god. People place many things ahead of love of me. These are in the form of the false gods of personal comforts and appearance, wealth, sensual desires, reputation, entertainment, and more. Anything such as person, place, or thing that the soul does not honor as a grace from me is taking the place of a false god in his spirit. Man must not subconsciously or with intent credit all good as from human effort. This places human achievement over and above his creator. Therefore, he makes human the omnipotence of his creator. All human efforts, any achievement, proceed from my paternal heart. Every human effort is a fruit of my paternal care for mankind. A note is given to read Matthew, chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these 2 commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.